morning, everyone. On behalf of the faculty here at Johns Hopkins University, it is my pleasure to introduce historian, linguist, and world-renowned Lambertologist, Dr. Martin Stollmeyer. Dr. Stollmeyer is, without doubt, the leading voice in the field of Lambertology. His work has taken him across the world, lecturing at the University of Auckland and La Sorbonne, and he has written 17 books on the subject. Please give him a warm welcome.
Thank you. As you may already know, my name is Dr. Martin Stollmeyer. There can be no doubt that the Lambert mystery is one that has gripped and perplexed the academic community in equal measure. Before I begin, I must warn you all that what I have to say today may alter the very course of decades of deliberation in this field. I will open with a brief examination of known Lambertian imagery present through our most ancient civilizations. Could we have the first slide, please? Now, you will all be familiar with the Jones excavation in the Valley of Kings, where a fragment of hieroglyphs found in antechamber CB19 depict a kneeling Anubis before a Lambert, playing what seems to be a piano, some 4,000 years before the invention of the instrument was officially recorded. A landmark finding follows in 1976 with the discovery of the Lambert Terracotta Army in Shanxi, China, dating somewhere in the late 3rd century BCE. Does this confirm the Sino-Babylonian migratory theory? I would estimate it's simply too early to tell. Most significant of all, perhaps, are my colleague Dr. Maria Herrera's discovery in 2004 at Teotihuacan in modern-day Mexico. Using ground-penetrating radar, Dr. Herrera came across a highly unusual Aztec burial site. As you'll see in the exhibit above, the skeletons uncovered there were found to have two elongated horns protruding from the skull. This site places the Lamberts across the width and breadth of the ancient world. I understand this evidence will shake the very foundations of our research, but please stay with me. There is much more to say. Can we move to the next slide? In my study of ancient and indigenous melodic patterns, I believe I have teased out a common thread that could finally explain the theoretical interconnectivity between the musical traditions of the different peoples across the globe. Can we play track one, please? This recording was taken at a Malinke ceremony in the Gambia in West Africa. Now listen to this composition on the Burmese Patala, dating back to the 15th century. Track two, please. Recognize the parallels in the melody chain, an affinity in the rigor of the instrumentation. Even the rhythmic inflections have a kinship. Now, for the final example, from the tradition of the Tibetan healing gong. Forgive me if my gonging is a little rusty. Despite the more serene interpretation, the compositional continuum is clear. There can only be one conclusion: an absolute Lambertian influence. Colossal in its reach, this is far beyond anything we could have contemplated. Lastly, we move to perhaps the most controversial and groundbreaking area of our research: the role of Lambert as inciting agent or agent provocateur in many of the great uprisings in human history. We now know that it was not Nero who played his fiddle during the Great Fire of Rome in 64 CE, but Lambert, ending with the total collapse of the Julio-Claudian dynasty. Manuscripts now in my possession suggest that the incendiary motto of the French Revolution, liberté, égalité, fraternité, was originally preceded by the term Lamberté. What's more, Compelling new evidence places Lamberts at the heart of both the CIA Black Ops campaigns in South America and the Caribbean in the late 70s, and the network of KGB sleeper cells in the United States when... Oh my God, it's happening. They're here. Please, please don't let them near the stage. Jenny, do as I say. Go straight to my office. Get to the hard drives before they can. We have to get this out there. The people must know the truth.
Well, I think that is as good a point as any to wrap things up for this evening. Let's all give a warm hand to Dr. Stollmeyer for giving us his time and wish him, well,